Narwhin are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Tuareg guitar masters Narwhin perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Narwhin live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun.
And no problem.
This is
Sit Down Tracy.
And you are listening to
101.5 UMFM.
All of the days sing all the time. And go on, never leave. Every morning wait for
punk song, boom! I got my parka! Well, I've got my parka, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because we made it. Spots a bit of fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. Oh, I need to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish.
I used to be a punk, but now punk songs.
Vacation.
my favorite performer. Our favorite performer, isn't it? All of ours? You like him the best? Oh, yeah. This guy representing the Leadbelly estate wants to sell me Leadbelly's guitar for $500,000.
Passing a basket, baby.
Yeah. I even asked David Geffen personally if he'd buy it for me. He wouldn't do it.
Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Thank you.
Oh, very welcome.
Thank you. Nothing beats live music, you know?
Well, when it's live, like live.
Yeah, when it's live.
We all know my opinion on live albums.
Yeah, I have a very similar opinion, but there's a lot of good ones.
There are some really good ones out there.
Yeah, and we just played three tracks, probably three good ones.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So this is Punks and Parkas.
On 101.5 UMFM.
And it is all about live music.
It is.
Today. 10 years ago today, it was probably the saddest day in Canadian history.
Yep.
One of the saddest days. It was the Tragically Hip's
final concert. Yep.
Where was it? Kingston, Ontario?
Yes, it was in their hometown of Kingston.
You remember where you were?
I was sitting on the couch watching it on YouTube.
Were you?
Yep.
It's funny. I think they said almost, I can't remember what the stat was, but pretty much everybody in Canada was tuned in.
Yeah.
My parents watched it. Like, when my parents watch a musical concert, you know it's important, right? Because it wasn't really their thing. I was with Hunter in Regina. We took a weekend, because it must have been a Friday or a Saturday it happened. We took a weekend trip, just him and I, you know, just go to Chuck E. Cheese and stay in a hotel for two nights. And driving home from the hotel, I was listening to it on CBC. And then when we ran, I remember running into the hotel room because I didn't really want to miss any and watching it. And it was great.
Yeah, it was a good concert.
Oh, my God. Like, good sad, if that makes sense. But if you were one of the rare people who didn't watch it, you're going to get your chance. As a 10th anniversary celebration, I guess. CBC is rebroadcasting the concert on Saturday.
Saturday, all their platforms, CBC TV, radio, CBC Gem, even the CBC YouTube channel for those who don't have cable.
I wonder what the stat is going to be now, like how many people watch it, considering it's going to be that widely available. It's going to be crazy.
And if you're in Winnipeg, the True North Square, they're having a screening of it.
They are. So if you want to go and watch it with a bunch of people, which people were doing that. I know a bunch of, like I said, I wasn't in town, but a bunch of my friends went to Old Market Square to go watch it. And they said the atmosphere was like insane, like sad, happy, communal. Like if there's one thing the Tragically Hip did,
it brought Canada
together. So definitely check it out, even if you're not a Canadian and you're curious about our lore. The Tragically Hip are it. So for those who don't know, Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip were Canada's house band. If you had to put it any other way, it's like if you want to describe Canadians in one band, it would be the Tragically Hip. And Gord Downie was diagnosed with brain cancer, and as a farewell to their fans, they decided to go on one last tour. And that's what this show is. So catch it on Saturday. They're also releasing a live album.
It's taken from certain stops along the way of the Toll Terror tour from July to August.
And you ordered it.
I ordered it. It'll be here Tuesday.
Going to be listening to it next week.
After
that, we probably played another one of the most famous live albums.
One of the best-selling live albums ever.
Nirvana, All Apologies Live at MTV Unplugged. They had some great shows, MTV Unplugged. Really did. I don't even know what to say, but that's just classic. And then again, from MTV Unplugged.
Natalie Merchant and the boys from 10,000 Maniacs.
Because the Night.
Yeah.
Should we go on with some more live tracks?
Yes, let's.
So what do we got next, Daniel?
We got a couple more MTV Unplugged tracks coming up. We got some Pearl Jam and some Stone Temple Pilots.
All right. Go put your headphones on, close your eyes, and imagine
that you're there.
You're there.
Yeah. Are we playing music?
Yeah.
Song, yeah, now the irritation. go walk outside. I'm surrounded by some kids in flame. I can feel their laughter. Oh, why do I see it?
Smell her. depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see that these are the eyes of disarray. Would you even care? And I'm feeling that she feels it. Where
all the kitchen floor.
She go with the toothbrush.
Where the hell did she go with my toothbrush? I remember the first time I heard that song, it came on a random playlist, and I was like, "What the heck? This is a great song." That was "Where in the Hell Did You Go with My Toothbrush?" We saw the Reverend Horton Heat.
We did
earlier this year.
Yep,
fantastic.
It was
always
a great concert.
I hadn't seen him in God. I'm afraid to say how long it's been.
It's probably been a while because he's been around for a long time.
15 years,
yeah,
maybe, since the last time I saw him in Winnipeg, and still doing it. So yep. If you get a chance to catch Reverend Horton Heat.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. He's fantastic. Before that, probably one of my favorite bands from like that whole grunge era. I was a big Stone Temple Pilots. I still am a Stone Temple Pilots fan. Scott Weiland. That voice.
Yeah.
Dude. That was Plush.
Yep.
And now you said that was, live from MTV Unplugged as well. And started it all off with some Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Black. Live from MTV Unplugged.
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that one.
Me neither. I think, because like the biggest ones that MTV Unplugged had were Nirvana.
Yeah.
10,000 Maniacs. And Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, some of these, I wonder if they were done unplugged, but they didn't do it as an album.
Yeah.
And it was just random tracks, because I'm like, I don't remember. I'm sure I would have gotten that Stone Temple Pilot or heard it, because I'm a big fan. So yes, this is Punks and Parkers. We're looking at live.
Yep.
Good live tracks.
Yes.
I'm not a huge fan of live albums. I think I have a handful in my collection. And to be fair, I have them, but I don't pull them out often.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the studio, listening to a studio album, like from beginning to end. But there's something nice, too, about listening to a concert sometimes. But then I get FOMO, I think is what it is. I'm listening to it, I'm like, damn it, I wish I could have been there. Record Store Day has been doing a lot of live albums lately. The last one I got was the Gorillaz doing the whole Demon Day album live at the Apollo, I believe. And it's actually really good. Yeah. I know a couple years ago we got Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
In Mexico, was it?
Yeah, Battle for Mexico City.
Battle for Mexico City. What are some of your favorite live albums?
Well, Unplugged, for one.
Yeah, the Unplugged series is fantastic. Yeah.
And I had a tragically hip one a few years back called Live Between Us, which was a live...
I forgot about that.
And that was a good one, because I had just seen them in concert, too, I think 1998.
Yeah. What's that? I think it's on that album. There's one song. I remember I was driving... I used to work in Selkirk and live in Winnipeg, yeah. So that's like a 40-minute drive home from work, and I would always be leaving work at 10 and listening to like weird stuff on CBC radio. And it was a Tragically Hip. They were doing a live song, and he went into this like spiel in the middle. What song is that? I can't remember what it was.
He does that with a lot of his songs.
But true. But he's talking about him and his girlfriend and how they were going to commit suicide.
Oh, wasn't that the Thompson Girl?
Yes, Thompson Girl. That's it. That was kind of the first time I had ever heard a Tragically Hip song that really made me go like, what? But he goes in. Yeah, he tended to go on these diatribes, but like good diatribes. And this one's hilarious, too. Like the whole story he tells about him and his girlfriend in the apartment and the train going by. And I urge you to find it and listen to it. It's pretty wild. But yeah, we're doing live tracks kind of in honor of the Tragically Hip. Because today, 10 years ago, I can't believe it's been 10 years. Like, where did that 10 years go? Yeah, basically. But 10 years ago was the concert.
Yep.
You didn't get to see any of the shows on the tour, did you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I was very sad. I tried to get tickets to Winnipeg show when they released. They sold out like that. I kept trying to buy tickets. I tripped kind to like... You know, I had friends who had tickets. I was like, I will clean your house for a month. Like, please take me. But I never got to go, which is whatever. It is what it is.
I was able to see them in 98, so that's...
You did, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw them. They did... it wasn't another roadside attraction that I saw, but I'm sure they came through with another festival, I believe. I'd have to double check.
Yeah, I can't remember. I know another roadside attraction was a big one they did in the early 90s.
Yeah, which would have been great to see. Yeah. It's funny, right now I'm watching... Woodstock 99, and I mean not the documentary. I found somebody on YouTube uploaded all of the pay-per-view, like all of it, missing one video. So I think they're missing like 3 hours out of the whole weekend. So I'm going from beginning to end, and I'm at the point where the Hip are going to be on soon.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I forgot the Hip played Woodstock 99, like early in the morning at one of the side stages, I believe.
It was this little Canadian band playing one of the biggest concerts in 99, you know.
I'm glad they got out of there before like poop hit the fan.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I'm watching. I'm curious to see, because, you know, we've seen it in documentaries and we know the lore, right? So I'm curious to see... Now with the knowledge I know, watching the crowd, because I've just gotten through the DMX sets, and I believe it's going up to, I can't remember who plays before Bush, but Bush closes it. You could just see them getting like the crowd, the difference in the crowd. It's kind of frightening.
Yeah.
Like I said, knowing what you know now, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on, Captain Dan?
What's happening?
Well, again, this weekend, tomorrow or Saturday.
Saturday
is the Hip concert on CBC. All their streaming platforms.
Yeah, all their platforms have it. Even basic cable, if you have basic cable.
Oh, yeah, pretty much, right? YouTube for free. Yep. I know you said Old North.
True North Square downtown.
We'll be showing it, so you can go there.
Yep.
I'm positive I saw some other pubs.
Yeah,
I saw some.
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So urge you to check it out.
Go check it out. It's
even good. If you're not a Canadian and you're wondering what we're talking about, it's a good way to kind of get a understanding of like 90s to 2000s Canadiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just 90s, but 80s.
Yeah, true. You're right. They did start like in the 80s.
Yeah.
They've been around for a long time.
They have.
Yeah. What else is going on? It's that lull right now before like school starts.
Yeah.
I do want to plug the Punk Rock Flea Market, which is coming up in November.
Yes, that's happening in November.
So we're a little ahead of the game, but definitely check it out. We are sadly not vending this one.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay. We've had a great run. We've vended at all of them so far, except for one that we didn't apply for. And they get so many, like, we know the organizers, and we hear often, like, you wouldn't believe the amount of applications they get now. Like, it's insane. And they're like, we can't have everybody. We've had a good run.
Yep.
It's time for somebody else. Yep. Let's, you know, give somebody else a chance. But we will be there shopping.
We will.
I urge you to go. It's a good time. We'll definitely talk more about it and give you the dates. It's coming up in November. So save your pennies.
Yes,
save
your pennies,
good
kids.
Good gifts for your friends for Christmas. Yep. Yeah. What else?
I'm trying to figure out what else is going on.
It's so weird. Like I said, it's that weird lull.
Yeah.
Right before school starts. And yeah, this weekend, it's so weird. I feel like there's something we're forgetting.
I think there is, but I can't remember what it is. So we're probably forgetting it and it's forgotten.
We're going to be, you know, sitting at home having a barbecue and be like, oh no,
son of a gun.
We forgot. But no, I didn't forget. Vintage Vinyl.
Oh, yeah. Those guys.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, we urge you to pop in at Vintage Vinyl.
Yeah.
Which is down in Osborne Village, where the old Urban Wave, well, not old Urban Waves.
It's in the same building.
Yeah. The most amazing selection of used vinyl.
He's got good stuff.
He's small but mighty.
Yep.
Right? Like, I mean, Into the Music is definitely a juggernaut. Like, they have so much stock and so much stuff that you can find anything there, really. But what I like, I love both. I'm not saying one's better than the other. But I love Vintage Vinyl because Brett is like, he curates that.
Yep.
Because he has limited space. So he has, you know, great shelf fillers. At good prices, but he's also got some really cool stuff. And if you ever want somebody who can give you amazing suggestions, this dude.
Yep.
If you like garage rock and psychedelic, talk to him.
Yep.
He's like turned me on to so many things over the years. So definitely go check him out.
Yeah.
Tell them.
We sent you.
Because we should pop in. We haven't been in a while.
We should.
Trying to save money because we got to renovate our bathroom.
Yeah.
So we have a fund available if you want to help, because
we're gonna have a GoFundMe coming up here too.
Jeez, who knew renovations cost so much?
I know, right?
Get a house, they said.
Yeah,
Daniel.
It'll be fun.
This is your idea.
I know.
It's okay. We knew going in. And we're also on The Face.
We are.
So we should talk a bit about The Face.
Yeah.
We're on Mondays.
Making it happy.
Just us. No, there's a whole crew of us on Mondays doing our best to make your day better.
Yep.
Happy.
Like uplifting.
Happy Mondays. Get
we
it?
Uplift your Mondays.
We uplift you. So go check it out. It's broadcasting out of Brooklyn.
Yep.
Bunch of great syndicated programs. Maude Marty. Our buddy Maude Marty.
DJ Nico, who's on after us, I believe.
I believe she is, like, right after us. She's from Toronto. Fantastic.
Yep.
Speaking of Toronto, Kiddo's going Toronto in a couple weeks. So if you guys have any, you know, suggestions of fun things for little Hunter to do in Toronto with his aunt, pass them along.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess we should play some music because we don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, we're just
So I have been obsessed with Ray this
year. Yes, you have.
Oh, my God. That album that she released, This Music May Contain Hope.
It's an amazing album.
Oh, my God. I can't. Like, it's gotten to the point where I don't know what to listen to. I just slap that on.
Yeah.
It's like when Black to Black came out and I just listened to it over and over again. She released a live album, I think it was last year, called My 21st Century Symphony. She did it at the Royal Albert Hall, the London Symphony. And this is from that. This is Oscar-winning Tears.
Ooh. Thank you.
Are you fucking joking? Let's go. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about one of the many men. Name is irrelevant. Height is irrelevant. He was a 1 out of 10. I wish that I knew it then. I'm still recovering. Oh, I'm truly invulnerable. I love a sentiment. Quickly, I open up. I learned my lesson then. Thought we'd save again. Thought he was innocent. I was so wrong. I can't deny. I was stuck in a daze, a terrible phase. You was convincing, though. Very believable. The role that you played. So I'll take this front row. Tragedy, it didn't have to be. Look how you talk to me, cursing and blasphemy. Cinematography, get this on camera, please. Oh, no, I'm gonna believe this. Yeah, no, I can't deny. I thought you were the man, but you were the plan. What are you lying for? What are you crying for? You did it again. no string section, no tiny violin. For the last time, I'm your audience. I'll take this front row seat. Baby, baby, you can go.
Why does everything
Don't go, honey.
Don't go.
Oh.
Wow.
There it is.
You were waiting for it.
The Godfather of Soul himself.
The Godfather of Soul. That is James Brown. Probably one of, if I could recommend one live album in your collection that's a classic.
Yep.
James Brown Live at the Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. That is his medley from it. Please, please me. You got the power and I found someone. Before that, Ray dropping the F-bomb, which I'm going to have to bleep out, doing Oscar-winning Tears, part of the album called My 21st Century Symphony. Give it a listen. Again, I'm not a big fan of live albums, but I find this that kind of live album different.
Yeah.
Because she took her album and did this whole production, and it's fantastic. Yeah, I think we've got one more track.
We do have one more track.
One more track. So... If there's one live album that I listened to stupidly amount of times, it would be Pulse by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
I had a friend in high school who was obsessed with Pink Floyd, which is what got me into Pink Floyd. And he bought me the CD version of this. Did you ever have it? Okay, so he shook his head no for those of you in Radio Land. He went, nope. So the CD, and I believe the vinyl came in this slip case. And it was very nicely done, but at the bottom of the spine on the CD was a little light, a little red light that pulsed. Can you? So when I had my CD sitting in my room at night and I'd see this little red light, I'm doing the hand thing, just pulsing. And I couldn't wait for the time that the battery died in that damn thing. It took years. Kind of sad, but it was annoying. But I get it, right? Pulse.
Yeah.
That's when Floyd did their tour. I think it was in the late 90s. They came through Winnipeg. I didn't go see it. Regretful.
Well, I think everyone is that didn't see that.
Right. It is fantastic. I wanted to play something from their live in Pompeii, but every track was like 10, 12 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with a classic from Pulse. Pink Floyd doing Us and Them Live.
Us and Them.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Frenchie's Records blends cafe and vinyl in one spot, allowing you to browse their selection of both new and used records and grab a strong cup of coffee while you're there. Turntables, CDs, cassettes, they have it all. Shop at the store that loves music as much as you do. Find new releases and restocks weekly in person at 260 Taché or online at frenchiesrecords.ca.
GPA's on the first floor of University Center is the place to soothe those hunger cravings, whether you're looking for candy, chocolate, chips, or some other type of snacky goodness. We proudly brew empty cup coffee made fresh daily and stock a variety of fresh sandwiches and baked goods from some of Winnipeg's top vendors. Our coolers are stocked with a wide variety of beverages guaranteed to quench your thirst. Swing by between classes and pick up what you need to survive your day. Currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends. We're proudly student-operated with pricing that fits your budget.
Tanaruan are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Mm-hmm. Turig, Guitar Masters Tenaru and perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tenaru and live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at